Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm excited that you're on the line with us today. This is our lunch and listen portion of Transformation Begins With You. I'm just so excited that we are in 2011. Can you believe that? I am excited that Harvest Girls International has so much in store for you this 2011. I just want to say that this show is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. Harvest Girls International empowers women to celebrate the journey and young girls the power to dream, ages 9 through 17. Well, ladies, and if I have some guys on the phone, guys, here we are in 2011. It is going to be a wonderful and powerful year. But, you know, we always want to kick off 2011 with something special. A lot of us make resolutions, and we try to resolve some issues in our lives from the past. And then by the second or third week or even the next month of that year, we're already out of our resolves and our resolutions because we've already went back to our old ways. Well, I just want to say to you today, we have an exciting show that may help you not to make resolutions, but to drop all the weight that's easily besetting you, that's setting you back. The name of this show is Don't Wait to Win, and we're spelling weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, dealing with the weights in our lives. You know, many times we think that we want to make resolutions about pounds and losing weight, and that's we're going to talk a little bit about fitness and health in the show as well. But we also want to talk about those weights that hold us down, that sets us back. Sometimes we deal with procrastination, low self-esteem, no motivation, no inspiration in our lives. Those are weights that hold us back. We want to be empowered in 2011 to drop those weights. We don't want to wait to win. We don't want to wait until we're perfect, because we won't be perfect until Jesus comes again. Amen, amen. And so I just want to get my spiritual empowerment on today as well. So I just want to talk to you a little bit before I bring our guest on. We have a wonderful guest today. Miss Renita O'Bannon is going to come on the line in just a little bit, and she's going to talk to us about our health and just what provoked her in her life to make her health conscious. You know, I want to talk about health because I want to talk about choices. Health is a choice. Choosing to let go of those things that set us back, unforgiveness, being resentful of something that someone has done, for those are weights that hold us back. And to make choices in our lives, it starts with us, within us, making a choice about you. And I think health is a great place to start. Many of us are so unhealthy on the inside, and I'm not just talking about diseases and sickness. I'm talking about being conscious of our emotional health, of our mental health, and of our physical health. So I just want to talk to you a little bit about being healthy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Take back your life in 2011 and drop every weight that weighs you down. Empowerment for your soul. Every woman should hear these steps to getting rid of the weight for your mind, body, and spirit. We want to be lighter in 2011, not just in our pounds of what we weigh, but light in our transformation. And I always say transformation begins with you. And before we go any further, I just want to bring on the line Ms. Renita O'Bannon. I want to tell you a little bit about her. She is an awesome woman, woman of God, a woman who lives what she talks about as far as her health is concerned. She's been in many marathons. She's won gold medals, platinum, silver. She's in every marathon in the city of Indianapolis. I call her my health and fitness guru. She's our go-to person for Harvest Girls International when we want to talk about health. And not only that, she's an avid Bible study young lady. I won't say young, but she knows that we say young in spirit, because Renita is the most fit person that I know for a woman over 50. So, Renita, you're on the line. I want to say thank you for coming on. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, Chris. Thank you for that introduction. And it's just a pleasure to be on this wonderful show. Thank you so much for asking me.
Yes, I'm so glad that you came on, because the biggest thing that we talk about in 2011 is always we talk about health. We're always talking about pounds, losing weight, and making resolutions. And I know a lot of that goes into choices, and it's also about losing weight in other areas of your life. But today we want to concentrate on our health. And I just want you to tell us a little bit about how you became so health conscious, and just give us a little information just about yourself on your journey a little bit to being health conscious.
Okay, well, it's interesting that as a child, I wasn't athletic. I didn't do things in school. I couldn't climb a rope and all that kind of stuff. But I think it was in my teen years when I got very conscious about exercise. And I just remember one particular incident. Now, this will date me. If anybody's old enough to remember Debbie Drake and Jack LaLanne, I would exercise at home with them. And I remember being maybe 14 or 15 years old, and I'm in my little leotard in the living room exercising. And my mother said, "What are you trying to lose, your eyesight?" So she got a big kick out of that. But what people don't understand is exercise is not just for people that want to lose weight. It's for everybody, because our bodies were designed for movement. And so that's when I realized the importance of it. Then probably later in life, I kind of let it go, but I was always aware of it. But what really got me on the path, I have a daughter, and when I was 9 months pregnant, that was the largest I'd ever been in my life, and didn't like that. So fast forward 20-some years later, I had a physical, and I weighed 2 pounds less than what I did when I was 9 months pregnant, and that did it. It's like, okay, yeah, this is how the weight creeps up. You know, it's not overnight. It's a few pounds a year. And that's when I went to the gym, I got on a treadmill, and it looked like I had 2 left feet. And so I just started walking and had no intention of race walking, entering marathons, nothing. It just kind of evolved into that. So that was the journey that I started on, and I've been consistent since that time.
Wow. So how old is your daughter now?
She's 36.
And so you've been rolling this for us. They're almost about 36 years.
Well, maybe not that long, but it's been quite a while.
Yes. Quite a while. Tell me what that did for your motivation. I mean, because, you know, when you step on a scale, you're overweight, you said, what does that do for your self-esteem? What does that do for your self-image? Tell me how you felt, because a lot of women out there, they can relate to that, but they won't admit that. So give us a little bit about that.
Right. Well, I didn't feel good about it because I've always been conscious of my weight. I've never been overweight, but I remember one time I had gained 3 pounds in 1 year, and I was just devastated. And somebody thought, well, that's ridiculous. I said, but that's how it starts. Suppose I gained 3 pounds every year for 10 years, then I'm 30 pounds overweight, wondering how did that happen. So because I didn't feel good about it, I knew I had to take charge and get a grip on that so that would not continue.
Yeah, and what I love about taking charge of your life, it's not just taking charge. That the first thing that we need to take charge of is us anyway. But in taking charge of your life, it's about making choices for yourself. And sometimes that's the hardest thing. I know for me, I can sit down and I can empower you and I can tell you a lot of things you can do for yourself. But when I get to me and I'm looking at mirror me, I have to really work very hard to empower myself and make choices for myself that will help me and bless me. And it's not because I don't want to, but it's because it's just a hard thing to do. But you have to change your mind, make up your mind, and be determined to do something about it. And what I love about what you said, Renita, you said movement. And I love that because we simply think sometimes, I want to do something different, and we don't do anything about it.
Right.
Just in life, I want to start a business, but you never do anything to start a business. I want to, you know, go to an event, but you never actually get up and go to that event. You want to lose weight or you want to improve yourself, but you never do anything about it. I love that you said it takes movement. So in everything that we do, every choice that we make about ourselves, not just for our health, but whatever we're endeavoring in life, we have to do something about it. I love that. You got to get up and start moving. Now, once you started moving, Renita, how did that change the way you felt about you? How did that change the direction that your life went in when you started eating differently and thinking differently and actually moving, doing the walking?
Well, it gives you a really good sense that you're making an accomplishment. For an example, my very first walk that I was ever in, I placed third. Now, I'm pretty competitive, so, I mean, I was excited about that because I had never done this, and to place third was pretty significant, but I wanted to do better. So in order to do better, you have to do some things to get to that point. I couldn't just go home and sit on my sofa and think, okay, the next one, I'm going to be better. I had to train to do that. So I've mm-hmm. always been a strong proponent in the fact that if you take care of your body, it will take care of you.
Yes, yes, yes. And with that body, taking care of that body, Renita, and feeling great on the inside, how does that affect your mental thought process about
you? You know, when you feel good, it all goes together. You feel good, you think good, you act good. When you don't feel good about yourself, then that comes out in all kinds of ways and affects everything in your life. But when you're doing something positive, something that you know is going to make a difference, it makes a difference in every area. It's a thing of creating balance. I really believe in balance, and I try to have that in every area of my life.
Yes, and I know sometimes I tell my team sometimes when we're out and we see women that are having a struggle and, and then maybe they're telling off the grocery clerk or they're getting with somebody in the parking lot in a way that is not very becoming to them as a person, I often say they must not like who they are. Because if you
exactly.
really like who you were, you know, you have something on the inside of you that makes you stand up and say, you know, I'm better than this. I'm going to handle this a different way. And I think when we start to allow the lack to come in our life, not because of money, but because of how we esteem ourselves, then we start to produce the mindset. And then that goes with the bad eating habits and the bad health. All those things kind of roll out together. But once we start to swing the pendulum the other way and we start to do something about ourselves, we start to think different, talk different, because we feel better about who we are. That is key. That is
plus
key.
Everything we do is a witness. Everything
yes,
we do.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
I want to be that kind of witness that people can see Christ in me.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Yes. And I think, too, we used to talk about this class. We had Witness for Fitness at our church. We used to do that class. And I think we all have to be a witness across the board, not just in what we say, how we dress, but our bodies tell on us. Our bodies
yes,
will
they
tell
do.
if we really being a complete witness across the board. And I have to say, my body tells on me. And I will be the first one to raise my hand and say, I am so guilty. But I plan to win this year. I'm
Amen.
Not going into this year. Not winning. I started last year doing some things and eating differently, and I discovered Whole Foods Store. And
walking. You started walking.
I started walking. Mm-hmm. I was pressing in 5 miles, some days 5 miles in a day. So I started it. But my thing is consistent. Help us. Help me and help other ladies out there. How do we stay consistent? Because I get so out of balance is what you were talking about. Help me stay in balance. How would I stay in balance, Renita?
Okay, here are the things that help me. First of all, going to the scripture, and that scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, about knowing that your body is a temple of God. I really mm-hmm. like the Remix version, which says, or didn't you realize that your body is a sacred place, the place of the Holy Spirit? Don't you see that you can't live however you please, squandering what God paid such a high price for? The physical part of you is not some piece of property belonging to the spiritual part of you. God owns the whole works. So let people see God in and through your body. If we could just
wow.
embrace that, that's a great motivator. Secondly,
yes, I can,
it's so...
I can say ouch to that, Renita. Ouch.
Yeah, secondly, it's so important to have an accountability partner.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, I walked with a lady every morning at 5 a.m. and on Saturdays at 7 a.m. We did that for about 2 years. Now, when you know somebody is sitting in a park waiting on you to show up, it's not so easy to roll over and say, oh, you know, I'll do this tomorrow. It's real
mm-hmm.
important to get with somebody that can have your back and you can have theirs. So
Absolutely.
That's also a great motivator. And the other thing, I believe in preventive maintenance. I want to do those things before a doctor tells me I have to do them. I've seen so many people who, once they've had the heart attack or once they've had the stroke, then they're doing the kind of things that they should have been doing. I want to do that on the front end and not on the back end. So that's a great motivator for me as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, this Saturday coming up, January the 22nd, in Indianapolis, Indiana, you are going to be speaking at the Harvest Girls International event. Harvest Girls International is hosting an event for the new year. Don't wait to win, W-E-I-G-H-T, don't wait to win. And we're going to be hosting that event at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the MCL Cafeteria, 86 and Township Line Road. You're going to be one of the premier speakers there, and you're going to empower us. Tell us what you're – just give us an agenda of what you're going to talk about on this coming Saturday.
Well, I'm going to talk about find something that you like to do. If you hate running, do not keep trying. Don't keep trying to run because you will quit. You'll burn out because you don't like it. If you don't know what you like, try some things. There are all kinds of classes all over any city. You can find that. So I'm going to talk about the importance of exercise and how to get started and how to stay motivated. I'm also going to talk about nutrition in the terms of portion control, because we, especially as Americans, have what I call portion distortion. We think we don't eat a lot, but we really do, because we eat much bigger portions, and the restaurant industry is guilty of this, and we just eat everything we see. And as I shared with the young girls last week, super size makes super thighs. So we need to get a grip on that and understand the right portions so that we're putting the right amounts in our body. And I'm going to talk about accountability partners and all of that. So it's going to just be a time of sharing, you know, iron sharpens iron. So we're all in this struggle together. So I'm going to share that.
Yes, and that's going to be awesome. And I know it's going to be hard for a lot of women to come out and hear about weight. And we're not really talking about weight in the sense of pounds as much as we're talking about getting rid of those things that hold us back. And one of those things that hold us back is our health. And so we're going to be more on the health. We're going to be talking about spiritual empowerment. We're going to have a Weight Watchers team started, and we're not just going to do Weight Watchers. We're going to have a Weight Watchers consultant there, but we're going to also do the Weight Watchers 12-week program along with Zumba, along with motivational, inspirational speakers. We're going to have life coaches on our journey with us for the 12 weeks. If you want to celebrate the journey with us, you need to be in Indianapolis, Indiana, January the 22nd, from 11 to 1 at MCL. The event is free, 86 and Township Line Road. The event is free. However, the Weight Watcher fees will apply. It is a $48 a month for 3 months, and it is going to be awesome, off the chain. We're going to bond together. We're going to have partnerships. We're going to get all kind of motivational, inspirational encouragement during these 12 weeks. And at the end of the 12 weeks, we're going to talk about how much weight we've lost as a group, and then we're going to market ourselves to encourage other women. We're going to do a video to encourage other women to join in with us. We're going to be healthy, we're going to be wealthy in our health, and we're going to be wiser starting 2011. And
now, that's just exciting. So excited. That's exciting.
Yes, that's exciting. And we're going to talk about, you know, next time going up the ladder, starting something new in your life, refreshing, not just dealing with the same old that we've always dealt with. We want to do something new and exciting, and so we're going to start making better choices about us. So I'm really, really excited about that. If you want more information about the event, you can go to www.harvestgirls.webs.com, or you can call 317-299-2166, and that is a Harvest Girls office. I am so excited, Renita. This time goes so fast.
Oh, I know. Chris, can
so
I just share my reason?
On the line. Yes. Oh, I
can
want
I
to
just share my reason?
Email.
Oh, okay. The email and
yes.
And some reasons why I feel people should come on Saturday.
Yes, go ahead, Renita.
But I also have what I have send out fitness tips on email, because I do a lot of research. I was running across wonderful information, and I thought, I need to share this with people. And so I just started sending these tips out, and people love them. I get responses from people. They forward them to other people. So hopefully, you know, we're sharing this knowledge for a purpose, for people to live a healthier life. And I really enjoy doing that for people. But I want to just say reasons to come out on Saturday. First of all, every Harvest Girls International event is empowering and exciting. So you should just be there for that reason. And then the knowledge that will be shared is priceless, and it might even save your life. We can encourage one another. It's a new year. It's time to do some new things, and we cannot wait to win. The time is now. The last thing is, if you don't show, you won't know. So please come out.
Enough said. I couldn't have said it any better. Ladies, you heard Renita O'Bannon. You want to be there. And I'm excited that she's going to be there. I can't wait till Saturday. I can't wait to get empowered on this new journey. I'm going to celebrate this journey with everything that is within me. But until next time, I thank you for stopping by. And remember, transformation does begin with you. Until next time, God keep you. God bless you is my prayer. Bye-bye now.